The national debt is closing in on $32 trillion. It's Wednesday, May 23rd, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Hey, thanks for spending part of your day with the Texas Minute. Despite members of the Texas House continuing to say no, coming up, we'll talk about the Texas Senate's last-ditch effort to pass school choice. But first, a new investigative series at Texas Scorecard by Robert Montoya and Kirsten Stanchew explores the long history of the sex trade in Texas. Their first article offers an historical look at the problem, including the brothel known as the Chicken Ranch in LaGrange. At noon today, part two will launch, and that looks at how public servants' actions back in 2020 made sex slavery worse in Texas. Amid the Texas legislature's move to ban sexually explicit performances targeting children, a drag queen-themed burger joint will be opening in Dallas this June. As first reported by Dallas Express, this location will be the second of the Hamburger Mary franchise. The first is located in Houston. According to a statement from the franchise owner, various drag shows and events will take place nightly at the burger joint, I guess appealing to those who like eating an overpriced hamburger while overweight men dressed as women dance around. Talk about an appetite killer. Now, you won't be surprised to learn the website mentions a kids menu, but a spokesman for the ownership company told Texas Scorecard the Dallas location would be 21 plus only and the kids menu wouldn't be available. We'll see. U.S. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina has officially announced his candidacy for the Republican nomination for president. Mr. Scott faces an uphill battle in the Lone Star State. A poll by CWS Research earlier this month found 0% of Republican voters said they would support Scott's candidacy. Leading the field among Republican voters is former President Donald Trump with 54%, followed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis at 16%. Other candidates, like former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, are only garnering single-digit support in the Texas polls. The primary election in Texas will be held on March 5th, 2024. So 32 trillion days is more than 87 billion years, and 32 trillion seconds is more than a million years. The U.S. national debt is approaching $32 trillion. To put that in perspective, that's $250,000 of debt per taxpayer or $95,000 per citizen. If you're of the soak the rich persuasion, you'd need 100% of the total net worth of 173 Elon Musks to pay it off. To make that point a little more clear, the 400 richest Americans have a combined net worth of $4 trillion. The reality is that until the government stops spending so much, the debt problem will only get worse. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The Luke Macias Show is your access to what happens behind closed doors in Texas politics. Listen weekly to me, your host, Luke Macias, as I break down what is actually happening in conservative politics in the Lone Star State, a state that we all love and cherish. Listen weekly wherever you listen to podcasts. This show is a product of Texas Scorecard.
Despite having been repeatedly rejected this year in the Texas House, school choice could have one more chance to pass the legislature's lower chamber before the regular session ends next week. School choice is a priority of the Republican Party of Texas, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and Governor Greg Abbott, but it's had trouble in the Texas House, where lawmakers have repeatedly voted against the issue. For his part, Governor Abbott's warned that failure to pass meaningful school choice legislation would necessitate special sessions. Those are the 30-day increments of legislative overtime that can be called by the governor on any issue he chooses at any time. With less than a week left in the regular legislative session, the Senate's giving the House one more chance to avoid a special session and pass school choice. They're doing so by rewriting House Bill 100 by Republican State Representative Ken King of Canadian. Now, it should be noted that Mr. King is an opponent of school choice. As originally passed, passed by the Texas House, King's measure would have given $4.5 billion in additional money to government schools. Republican Senator Brandon Creighton of Conroe has rewritten the measure in order to insert a school choice program. The proposal would offer $8,000 per student and be open to the majority of Texas students, though those in schools with a C rating or below would receive priority. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Soli Rice, Robert Montoya, Kirsten Sanshu, Emily Wilkerson, and Brandon Waltons. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.